The book of Revelations 2, 1 through 7. To the angel of the church of Ephesus write, these things says he who holds the seven stars in his right hand, who walks in the midst of the seven golden lampstands. I know your works, your labor, your patience, and that you cannot bear those who are evil. And you have tested those who say they are apostles and are not, and have found them liars. And you have persevered and have patience and have labored for my name's sake and have not become weary. Nevertheless, I have this against you, that you have left your first love. Remember, therefore, from where you have fallen, repent and do the first works, or else I will come to you quickly and remove your lampstand from its place, unless you repent. But this you have, that you hate the deeds of the Nicolaitans. And he who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him who overcomes, I will give to eat from the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. According to the prophetic words addressed by God to his church, Apostle Arkady writes, the meaning of the first love is made up of three parts. First, having an ear that is capable of hearing the voice of God within your heart so you can differentiate his voice from other voices spoken by the mouth of those people whom God placed so they can keep or shepherd his church. As we can see, it's not possible to demonstrate our first love without having the capability of hearing, having a planted ear, and it has all those abilities, capabilities that the ear of God has. God does not listen to the sinner, but those who honor God and do his will, those he does hear. And we also need to differentiate the voice of God from other voices and only listen to those people whom God has sent into our life. This will indicate the fact that we have a planted ear, the same kind of ear that God has. Second, the meaning of the first love consists in the fellowship that you have with God, consisting of listening to his preached word, and that be first, or that take priority over service to God. This is the precise point being accented in the original of the given text. Although labor and service, which God gives great value to and is perceived as sacrificing for God, if the first love will not be reinstated, and if fellowship with God upon your list of priorities will not be placed above service to God, our lamp will be removed from its place. And this means that we will be deprived of our virtue in God, and our names will forever be blotted out of the book of life. We conclude that leaving your first love is to shift the established by God priority and to treat the priority or the primary as secondary and the secondary as the primary. What can we note for ourselves here? That fellowship with God, as it is, needs to be a priority over service to God. And you can then ask the question, what is fellowship? Fellowship is demonstrated in listening to the Word of God, listening to his preached word, and that needs to always be the priority. And third, the meaning of the first love consists in giving all that is first to God with joy, putting it into the treasury of God, which is the house of God, in the form of the church of saints. In Scripture, the word first, when it comes to God, applies to the first fruit, in the form of tithes and offerings, which belong to God. This is why giving your tithes and offerings into the treasury of the house of God in the format of first fruits is a fundamental commandment, and fulfilling it, we are called to demonstrate our first love to God and to acknowledge his authority over ourselves, as it is written Malachi 3:8 through 10. Will a man rob God? Yet you have robbed me. This is addressed to the nation of Israel, but you say, in what way have we robbed you? In tithes and offerings. You are cursed with a curse, for you have robbed me, even this whole nation. Bring all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. And try me now in this, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open for you the windows of heaven and pour out for you such blessing that there will not be room enough to receive it. In other words, the tithe as we read, is a first fruit, and the first fruit is the first and best fruit. We will sing a psalm, and we will remember that the planted ear needs to be demonstrated in our ability to listen to the voice of God spoken by His messengers, the ability to hear the words of God in the mouth of His messengers is identified by then, or determined then, by having a seed in my heart. And the seed then is supposed to grow into the fruits of righteousness, and having this fruits of righteousness will then determine whether I can demonstrate my first love in the first fruits, in tithes and in offerings. And if I am not able to produce this fruit of righteousness growing in my heart, and I can't demonstrate this in giving my tithes, then I need to go back to this, these words that Apostle Arkady was talking about, and learn it again. Let us stand up and take part in this wonderful form of service. Скажу мои очи горам, нахожу я прибежище там, моя помощь и силы одна, от великого Бога придет. Моя you to stretch out your right hand as a symbol before our God and pray together with me. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I have separated my tithe from my house and have brought it into your temple so you may have food within your house. I do not give in sorrow. I do not give in uncleanness. I do not give for the dead. I deeply believe in your unchanging word, and I am glad that I have the privilege to demonstrate my love and to acknowledge your authority. Now, according to your words, I pray, may your heavenly windows be opened, and may your blessing come without end upon your redeemed nation. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. May be blessed. Please be seated.